VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A federal district judge on Tuesday sternly rebuked President Trump's first national security advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, for lying to investigators about his contacts with Russia in the weeks before Trump assumed power in early 2017. But Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the judge delayed Flynn's sentencing.
The delay came in a stunning hearing where federal judge Emmett Sullivan accused the retired three-star general and former national security advisor of selling out his country, raising the prospect he could send Flynn to prison. Prosecutors had recommended against prison time, citing Flynn's cooperation in the special counsel's Russia probe. The delay in sentencing will allow Flynn to keep cooperating and get credit for it when he is sentenced. Flynn was to be the first White House official sentenced in the special counsel's probe. President Trump tweeted good luck to Flynn before the hearing.
Even as he delayed Flynn's sentencing, Judge Emmett Sullivan said, "Of Flynn's behavior, I can't hide my disgust, my disdain." Under pressure from a New York State lawsuit, the president's charitable foundation is closing down. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The Trump Foundation has reached an agreement to dissolve and to distribute its remaining assets to other nonprofits. New York State filed suit against the foundation last spring, accusing it of operating like an extension of the Trump business and presidential campaign. That lawsuit continues. Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood is seeking millions of dollars in penalties. She also wants an order barring Trump and his eldest children from running any other charity. Lawyers for the foundation say its infractions were minor and that the Trumps wanted to shut down the enterprise anyway. A judge must still sign off on the agreement.
The attorney general said her office found what she called a shocking pattern of illegality with the foundation. This is VOA News. Yemen's key port city of Hodeidah was calm Tuesday morning, hours after a UN-mediated ceasefire went into effect between government-allied forces and the country's rebels. Fighting subsided as the ceasefire took effect. Only the sporadic sound of automatic weapons fire could be heard in the city. Japan has released details of a 5-year plan to boost defense spending to counter potential threats from China and North Korea. The guidelines approved Tuesday by the cabinet for Prime Minister Shinzo Abe include the purchase of dozens of U.S.-built fighter jets. The plan is estimated to cost about $242 billion. The outgoing U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, urged the Palestinians on Tuesday to accept a peace deal, saying they have more to gain than Israel. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir reports from the White House.
Haley, who is also a member of President Donald Trump's cabinet, said she has read his administration's much-anticipated peace proposal and that it is not just a few pages containing unspecific and unimaginative guidelines, but is longer with much more thoughtful detail. But she did not elaborate on any of those details, only saying it would be different from all previous proposals.
There are things in the plan that every party will like, and there are things in the plan that every party will not like. That is certainly true for the Israelis and the Palestinians, but it is also true for every country in the world that has taken an interest in this subject.
Correspondent Margaret Bashir reporting from the United Nations. The White House spokeswoman says the president is prepared to go around the long way on the border wall. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there are plenty of proposals around to keep the government open past Friday.
The only proposal that cannot pass is the president's demand for an unnecessary, ineffective, exorbitantly expensive border wall.
The president has said he's willing to shut the government down if he doesn't get $5 billion for his proposed wall. Now presidential press secretary Sarah Sanders says there are other ways to get to $5 billion. For instance, she said in a Fox News interview, there's a defense bill she claims would provide $26 billion for border security. Money from that could be diverted to wall building.
The Trump administration is banning bump stocks. They allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like automatic firearms. A senior Justice Department official says bump stocks will be banned under the federal law that prohibits machine guns. The ban will take effect in late March. After that, it will be illegal to possess bump stocks. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.